Mike Palm. It's 20 before 9. We now go to Pat Kelly with our newsmaker segment, all here on the Pulse of New Hampshire, the Morning Information Center. Pat, good morning.
Thank you so much, Mike. And joining us here this morning from the New Hampshire Farm Bureau Associated Women's Group, Ruth Scruton. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about the Farm Bureau's Associated Women's Group.
Well, the Associated Women is designed to help Farm Bureau. We do some of the jobs that recently we did the Century Farm Book. We are currently doing a No Taste for Waste. We try to work with projects that Farm Bureau is doing, but we do it on a more complete basis.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, let's jump right into the No Taste for Waste. At the beginning of the pandemic, we kept hearing about produce that was going to waste and had to be thrown away, about milk trucks having to empty gallons and gallons of milk and it not going to where maybe it could be of a benefit. So tell me about this project.
Well, No Taste for Waste was started by American Farm Bureau and working with corporations like Land O'Lakes, and we looked into different ways that food is being wasted in the United States and how we could do better.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm, as the kitchen guy at my house, I hate throwing away leftovers.
That's good, because American homes throw out 27 million tons of food a year.
Oh, my goodness.
It accounts for 43% of the food waste in this country.
Wow. Wow. And it just seems incredible that we, as the country that we are, have any hunger.
I know. When you look at what we're throwing away, you got to remember that people are not cooking as much at home, and especially with their leftovers.
That, yeah.
You know, like when Thanksgiving comes later this month, everybody should have a plan for what they're doing with their turkey carcass and all that, so that none of it gets wasted.
No, I've got it all figured out. We have the turkey dinner, and then we have hot turkey sandwiches, and then cold turkey sandwiches, and then I'll take the carcass and I'll make a stew or a soup.
Very good. Very good.
But I've got a plan.
Turkey pot pie.
Turkey pot pie. Yep, absolutely. But you do have a plan. Now, do farms face this kind of thing? Do farms actually get into a situation where some of the food is not, you know, dispensed properly?
Yes, farms do. And you're right, the pandemic added stress to it because of the going through distribution. So there's waste all the way from the farm, the distribution, retail, and to the home. And so farms need to be conservative. A lot of farms, however, when we have waste produce or waste, we can feed it to our animals, so it doesn't contribute to this landfill.
Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, or sometimes it goes into compost to improve the soil. So,
sure.
There's different ways farmers are using it. I mean, of course, these can be done at a smaller scale at home. They can compost their waste, or they can, you know, maybe feed it to the birds. But the best option is to feed it, is to eat it or buy less. Be mindful of how much you buy and buy what you're going to use.
Wow. Now, is there any way to kind of work with local food pantries somehow, some way? Is there any kind of plan or projection for that?
Yes, you can. I contribute to food pantries some of our extra produce that we grow. But and you have to check with them for rules. We were doing the 10-gallon milk challenge. The Young Farmers of New Hampshire Farm Bureau did that for a while, and we were challenging people to bring in 10 gallons of fresh milk and drop it off. And some of them you could, and some of them, because of regulations, couldn't accept a refrigerated product that wasn't refrigerated. So,
oh, okay.
So some products we have to be careful with, but if you look around, there's an organization that can use help that you could contribute to. But and there are organizations that will take, you know, misshapen fruit and vegetables.
Right.
We have gleamers, and the Young Farmers did that for a while. They were picking up at some of these farms extra produce and then bringing it to the food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, there's ways that farmers are trying to help out too.
That's great, and a lot of people actually did like start some gardens because they had a little extra time on their hands this season. And they were kind of stuck at home. So they started their own gardens. And anybody that grows zucchini knows you're going to be giving it away to all your neighbors. You know, that's just how it happens.
And then, you know, that's the time to utilize your freezers. Put some of your fresh produce that you grew away so that you can use it later.
Yeah, that's a great thing. That's a great thing. Well, again, it's really more the awareness that the Associated Women's Group is trying to bringing the awareness to this just so that we're not wasting food.
Yes, we are. And, I mean, we did do some posters about it that we sent to farm stands and some food pantries. The other thing we're doing is if you wanted to go on Facebook and check out Associated Women of NH Farm Bureau, once a week we put up something new. And if you had questions, you could always put it in the comment section. But if you are into Facebook, that's one way you can see what we're doing also.
Oh, see, that's a great thing. And so you can get some ideas to kind of save a little bit. I just, you know, I'm making the transition. We grew three kids up, and, you know, most of them are off and running. So now I'm taking all of the recipes that I used to do, and I got to cut it and make it for two.
Yes. Yes, that is something that we have to do as we get older, isn't it?
Yeah.
And again, it's the freezing and the trying to cut your recipe or trying to reuse your leftovers.
Right. Yep. As best you possibly can. And it's not just about saving the money and the economy, but it's also
environmental factors. I mean, of putting all this waste into the landfills. It accounts for 2.5% of the U.S. greenhouse emissions.
What? Oh, you're kidding me. So, throwing food away, it's a bad thing for the climate.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. We're not only growing it, using water to raise it, it's then being wasted and becoming a greenhouse emission. So we have a big environmental factor besides the thought of wasting it.
Okay. There's something that sometimes you don't even think about that. And then you're therefore, if you're throwing it away, you're wasting the water that you use to grow it.
Correct.
And certainly in this time and age and with the drought going on this year, there's something we can't be wasting.
Again, yes. Yes. So it's an economic factor, an environmental factor, and just, you know, like with all the people, we don't want anybody to be hungry. So, you know, we gotta be conservative.
All right. So once again, the New Hampshire Farm Bureau Associated Women's Group, you can find them on Facebook, to get some great ideas on how to really work the no taste for waste. Because, you know, it's wasting is a horrible thing. But it's something that you can actually work on.
Yes. Yes. We can all work on it. And every little bit helps.
All right. Ruth Scruton, thank you so much for taking some time with us. I totally appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that's more good news from the Morning Information Center.
Thank you, Pat, and thank you, Ruth. It's 8:48 on the MIC. It's the Morning Information Center.